Sharing from my heart in Christ to your dear hearts a message I've entitled, Love God's Word. Do you know, precious ones, if you really know deeply you're loved, it makes you more loving. And I really ask you, if you feel you need to be more loving, ask God to reveal His love for you. That will help you love others. And also, if you don't love God's Word, ask God to give you a love for His Word. Because it is a treasure to me, has been for decades. I love God's Word. And let's hear what He says about loving His Word. Psalm 119:140. Your Word is very pure. Therefore, your servant loves it. The Word is pure. The Word is a lamp unto our feet. The Word is what we grow by. 1 Peter 2:2, it says, desire the milk of the Word that you can grow. You would never want to stay a baby, and you wouldn't want to be a skeleton's Christian. So praise the Lord. He can give us a love for the Word. I know He can, because He's given it to me. And you know, He's no respecter of persons. He loves us all the same. Amen? So love God's Word, precious ones. Treasure it. Two of the greatest gifts He's given us. Well, three, I suppose. First, salvation. Then blessed Holy Spirit and the Word of God. And the Holy Spirit's in the Word of God for Christians and those who will become Christians. For it is written, John 6:63, Jesus said, my words are life and spirit. Hallelujah. So the Holy Spirit is in the Word. Hear this word in verse 47, Psalm 119. I will delight myself in your commandments, which I have found. Jeremiah 15:16. Your words were found, Lord, and I eat them. Your word was unto me joy and rejoicing of my heart. Joy and the rejoicing of my heart. You want more joy and the rejoicing of your heart? Then pray and love God's word. Choose with your will to love God's word. He'll help you. I know He will. In Psalm 119, verse 72, the law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. Treasure it. Treasure God's word. It's His love letter to us, to know who we are in Him, and to know who He is on our behalf. Know the one we'll spend eternity with, dear ones who know Jesus Christ. And just love the Word and saturate yourself in the Word and believe it. Keep believing it. Let me explain something to you that took a while for me to understand. When the Word of God says testimonies, law, precepts, commandments, it's all God's Word. It's all God's Word. So bask in Psalm 119. That will greatly bless you. Greatly bless you, beloved ones. And so remember, we have faith in the God of the Word and hope in the Word. The Word gives us hope, and to have more faith in the God of the Word. In Jesus' holy name, amen and amen. Let us agree together. Amen.